Testing. Good morning. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, in this beautiful morning, we would like to come and sit with you and then try to understand our life according to the Word of God. Please speak to us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that God caused all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Brothers and sisters, commonly when Paul writes a letter to the church in the New Testament, he has been visit the church first. So that's why Paul know what exactly the problem of the church. After he know the problem of the church, then he write the letter. For example, 1 Corinthians. There are so many smart people in the church, but they are not unity. That's why he write about the unity of the church. But for Roman, there are no proof that Paul has been go to Roman. But now, he wrote a letter for Roman people, Roman believer. And then he tried to answer what the needs of Roman people. That's why the purpose of Roman people, so that this letter can be fit and suitable for the Roman people. If I were Paul, and then someone invite me to preach in one church that I don't know, that I never before, it is very difficult. But Paul can address the letter smoothly because of two things. Number one, because of the Holy Spirit. And then the second one, he has common sense. What common sense that he has? He has common sense that he know that everybody, after belief in Christ, always asks the same question. If God loved me, why I have a lot of problem? I don't know. Maybe one of you also has this kind of question. If God so loved me, why there are so many suffering in this world? Where is God in the midst of the suffering? Why I say like that? Because if you read the whole chapter, the whole of Roman book, you can see from chapter 5 to chapter 8. Let's see and open chapter 5. First one, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then chapter 6, how we live together with God. Chapter 7, believer united to Christ. Chapter 8, we have the most powerful verse in verse 16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. That we are children of God. If we are children of God, then our Father is Heavenly Father. If our Father is Heavenly Father, how can He allow many problems, suffering in our life? So, Paul understands after he wrote everything, people will ask him the same question. Before people ask him, then he gives this answer. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Now this morning, we try to understand how we understand Romans chapter 8, 28 in our life. This week, I have two sad stories. First, like last week, I said a little bit to you that we invite a pastor daughter from Kupang. She came to Hong Kong and then immigration doesn't allow her to enter to Hong Kong more than 7 days. Usually, when Indonesian people come to Hong Kong, they have 30 days. That's why we make program for 4 weeks. We really want to have like a music worship, music training, so that our sister can play better. And what I know that the sister from Kupang is really, really smart. When John Moon asked me, does she better than Samuel? Then I say, yes, she better than Samuel. She can play everything. Oh, Samuel cannot sing, but she can sing well like that. Oh, good. And we are so excited to make a music program like that. And then I wait at airport for 2 hours. And then she didn't come out. After she came out, oh, Pastor Slamet, so sorry. I only get 7 days. You know, my two legs look so weak like this. Oh my goodness, what should I do? Only 7 days. And then the officer said, you don't go to Macau. Make sure you don't go to Macau. And, okay, we go home. After go home, we go to Wan Chai Immigration, write a letter. The same. Airport officer already said 7 days, then we need to follow 7 days. I try to understand why she cannot get 30 days, and I look at her face. It looked like, sorry, domestic helper. Next time you should come to Hong Kong, bring your maybe LV bag or Chanel or brand it like that so that the officer not look down you. But no. Maybe another reason. I cannot get the answer. I just say to God, God, do you want to play a joke with me? You know that I really need her to give training. But the result is she only get 7 days. I have no answer. 2 days ago, we have been praying for Maria Duma for 3 months. And then Hong Kong doctor said, now no more blood cancer. And then she returned to Indonesia. 2 days ago, I got a news that Maria Duma was passed away after 40 days in Indonesia. Then I said, God, what is the meaning of this all? You already healed her in Hong Kong. Now, she died in Indonesia. People can say that Hong Kong much better. The hospital is better. The medicine is better. Indonesian is no good. Cannot handle. Do you want this happen? Or do you want to raise this image for other people? You know that Indonesia has so many problems. So many problems. Now, there are so many people don't have job because economy is going slow and then the factory is closed. And then at the same time, ISIS is more stronger in Indonesia. And now we have this kind of problem. So I can say that it is difficult to live in Indonesia, even just to maintain a person who suffer cancer, they cannot do it. And of course, after this, virus Zika also easy enter to Indonesia because we don't have any protection. We don't know anything. So I said, God, what happened? I really don't understand. Yes, I really don't understand. When I think this, I keep smiling to God. God, do you want to play a joke with me? Do you want to say something with me? And then I read this verse. This verse remind me, and we know that God caused all things to work together. Then I asked Paul, hey Paul, how do you know that God called things to work together for good to those who love God? You haven't suffered anything. Yes, I can say like that, because when Paul write Roman letter, he has been suffered a lot. He has suffered a lot start when he write prison letter. That's we call Philippian, Ephesian, than anything else. But when he wrote Roman, he hasn't suffered a lot of suffering. So, okay, I want to know, Paul, why you wrote this kind. When you see that God worked together with the believer, and God remind me, open Acts chapter 9. Let's see Acts chapter 9. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Brothers and sisters, is that really Jesus, I mean, with his body? No. Yeah. Paul do persecuting for Stephen, not for Jesus. And then the second time, Paul want to bring more believers and then kill them. But Jesus said, whatever you did for the believer, you do it to me. So in this verse, I get new understanding that Jesus and believer is inseparable. Jesus and believer is one. That's why after this experience, Paul used the image of the body to explain who is the church. The church is the body of Christ after this experience. So, when something happened to the believer, at the same time, also happened to God. Because God and believer is inseparable. Of course, brothers and sisters, if I see this partnership, then I can say that the partnership between God and believer sometimes unmatching. You know unmatching? Yeah. That's why make sure that when you guys try to find your spouse, find the match one. That's why God make the woman from rib bone, not from head bones, not from leg bones, because He want us to get match spouse. Yeah. It's difficult to work together with unmatching partner. Yeah. Unmatching partner, different language, different understanding, different culture, different everything. Yeah. That's why we never married with aliens or strangers. We always married with someone we know. Make sure you know him so that this is my match partner. So, God is the perfect one. Human is imperfect, and they believe, become a believer, and then now walk with God. So I can say that this is unmatched partner. That's why sometimes we don't understand what God do to us. We just judge God from everything good from our side. If God gets something good, then we say, oh, praise the Lord. If God says something bad, then we say God didn't love us. Different with Paul. Paul said, in the good and the bad situation, God works together. And then the proof is from Acts chapter 9, verse 4 to 5. When Paul tried to persecute Christian, Jesus said, why you do it to me? So with this first and proof, brothers and sisters, I can say that when we walk together with him, the result is good. If we cannot find the good result, maybe the time is not yet, or we haven't understand what happened to our life. I want to close this devotion with a story. One day, there is a horse jump to the hole. It is very difficult to bring up the horse from the hole, because the hole is quite deep. People in the village try to take out the horse, but cannot do it. And because they don't have anything to do to help the horse, then they decided, okay, let's close the hole so that in the future, no more horse jump down. And then they put the sand, they put the everything, and they threw it to the hole. In deep hole, the horse say, oh my goodness, I already suffer in the hole. You didn't bring something to help me to go up. And now you put everything going down. Every time they put sand, they put a stone, the horse try to move its body so that the stone not hit its body. You know, brothers and sisters, slowly the sand and the stone become a footstep for the horse. And then village people still hear, is there any sound? If no sound, that means the horse is already died. Hey, there is a sound. That means the horse still alive. Now they realize that the stone and the sand become the footstep for the horse. And then suddenly they bring a lot. After they bring a lot, and then now the horse from the deeper hole, going up, going up, going up, and he released. Who is the horse? The horse is us. What is sand and the stone? Sand and stone is something we don't like it. But sometimes God sent it to us to release us from suffering, to release us from the problem. That's why this verse says, God works together. I don't know what is your problem. Maybe you haven't get bonus in this Chinese New Year. Maybe your business is going slow down. Maybe you lose in currency. Yeah. Maybe you lose when you buy gold. You hope gold price can going up, but it has been 2 years, gold price is not going up. You lose. Maybe you buy apartment, but this year the price of apartment will going down. Yeah. Make you sad, but make me happy. Because I want to rent an apartment after Easter. So, not buy, just rent. So, brothers and sisters, we don't know. But by faith, we trust him. Because we trust him, so we can say amen and hallelujah. Let us pray. First point, we need to remember that God and believer is inseparable. Second point, God and me is unmatching partner. That's why sometimes we don't understand what happened in our life, because we don't know God fully. But one thing we need to know, that God and us together, work together to do something good in our life. So, let's look up to him. When we look up to him, then we can say, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We know that God works together with us. If God works together with us, then we are the winner. We can conquer the suffering in our life. We are not the loser, we are the winner. We will tell the world that we are the winner. Look up to him. And let him work together with you. Let him finish it, what you cannot do it. And trust him. With thanksgiving heart, we will praise the Lord this morning. Andrew will lead us in worship.
When all glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so.
The way he loves us, oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves, and he loves us, oh.
He loves you. He loved me. He loved us. In His love, He has given the best to us, and He will do it always in our life. That's the reason we come and pray this morning. We pray not because He doesn't know what we need, but we pray because we trust Him. So let's put our trust to Him. Just say anything to Him. What is your need? When you say to God, that means you put your trust to Him. Look up Him and look up Him, and after that see your problem. You can have different understanding. He loves you. He loves me. He loves us. Now, we use our time to pray for our friend, family, or relative who suffer physical problem, cancer, physical weakness, and many things. We believe that Jesus is more powerful and He can heal any physical problem. So we bring them to Jesus. Just like four healthy person bring one crippled man from the roof and then put it in front of Jesus. Now we carry together, carry every six men, six women to God and put in front of Him. And we trust Him that He will touch them in the name of Jesus. There is no physical weakness.
Tuhan Bapa di surga, tidak ada yang mustahil Bapa. Mereka juga mau didoakan supaya lewat sakit ini mereka boleh mengenal Yesus Tuhan. Tuhan, Engkau buka hatinya Bapa. Engkau yang akan menjama, Engkau yang akan menyelamatkan. Terima kasih Bapa. Segera berada. Yes, we also bring our friends who are seeking new job. We pray for them. We trust God that God will give the perfect job for them. Brothers and sisters, beside this prayer request for today, we need to pray for Pastor Ricky. He's not feeling well, and tonight SPU have retreat, but he insists want to join, and we pray that God touch his body. Also pray for SPU retreat so that every member of SPU really can feel God and then revival. Yeah. And don't forget, by the end of this month, we celebrate our anniversary. That's why we need to pray that the fire come down so that SP really become Solomon porch for everybody. Also pray for our pastor, senior pastor P. Sam, so that God always give him power, strength, authority in leading SP. Yeah. Let's pray together. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us new understanding that you and us is inseparable. Thank you for your patience to understand us. Thank you for your words that make us understand you better and better. Now we understand that we are not walk alone. We walk with you, Father. That's why the end of our journey is Amen and Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One thing we need to do and always do is trust you, Father. Thank you, Father, for beautiful morning. Thank you. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.